This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 193, the love of our Three Keys community and the wonder of IELTS and special needs. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out why the Three Keys community is the best place to find the support you need and how to find the support you need from IELTS if you stutter or if you have any other disabilities. Hey there, Jessica. What's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay. What's going on?
Oh, well, you know, not a whole lot. End of the week here. Well, actually, it's Monday, but I'm just dreaming about the end of the week, rather.
Well, tomorrow's my birthday, so that's exciting.
That's cool. Birthday girl, that's exciting. So let's encourage our listeners to come on over to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, that's exciting. That would be awesome. Send me some sweet messages, guys. That would be
so cool.
Yeah,
guys, come on over. Come on over and say thank you to Jessica for coming on the podcast and providing awesome IELTS wisdom. Wow, happy birthday. How are you going to celebrate tomorrow? What are you going to do?
Well, my mom is flying up from Las Vegas, so she'll take James and I out to dinner and I have a friend coming over in the morning, and then James and I are just, I told James it's an all-day party. So we got special hair dye. So he's going to dye his hair red, and he's going to dye my hair blue. It's temporary. It's not permanent. He's only four. But he's super excited to have red hair. So I was like, sure, why not? So we're going to like make our hair all crazy in the morning. And then I told him we're just going to party all day. So that's the plan.
Party. That sounds great. You got to enjoy those birthdays. That's awesome. Well, have a good birthday. Enjoy that. We have to enjoy them. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, so fun.
Very cool. I love it. So you had a power hour the other day, didn't you, Jessica, for the students in our course? How did that go?
Yeah, yesterday. It was really good. It was really good. So we had a student from Brazil, and she has been on the power. She's done the power hour with me. I think this is her third or fourth time doing the power hour with me. So she really helped give such good feedback and examples to the other two students, because this was their one of them, this was his second power hour, and the other guy, so there was a Russian and a guy from Hong Kong, and then the Brazilian girl. So when we got to the speaking test practice, the answers weren't so fluent or natural. Okay. And so I stopped him and I was like, okay, how often are you practicing speaking? And he's like, well, just with you. And so he's only spoken to me like twice in 3 months. And I'm like, that's not enough speaking practice.
No, no.
Yeah. So that's not going to cut it. So the other students and I, talked to him about like better study habits and really encouraged him to find other students in the course, in our Facebook group. And students have been doing this more and more.
Yeah.
Connecting to other students on Facebook in our course.
Yes.
And, meeting on Skype, finding times that work across the world and practicing speaking. And it makes such a difference because this other student who had been practicing a lot because she's been joining the power hours and getting this encouragement, her answers were like fluent and natural and her pronunciation was so good. And man,
so
it was
cool.
Amazing to see the difference. So yeah,
it was so cool.
Really good.
Awesome. That's one thing that we're starting to see in our course. We're seeing a community building up around Three Keys IELTS. And that is phenomenal, guys, because you don't want to be trying to pass this exam by yourself. So as soon as you join our course, you can introduce yourself to the group in the Facebook group. Tell us your target score. You'll get support. We've seen some pretty long threads in the past few weeks in the Facebook group, people supporting each other, setting up times to meet. And of course, you also get an opportunity to upgrade to join Power Hour, which is what we're talking about today. today. So there's a real community building around Three Keys IELTS, guys. So you want to become a part of it. Absolutely.
For real. I've spent this last week, I has been so busy in our Facebook group for me. I've been talking to students all the time about really specific test questions. Like there was a long thread about true, false, not given. And a student posted a question and they thought that the answer should be true, but really it was not given. Mm-hmm. And so it was a back and forth between me and all these other students. And by the end of this, like talking about this in detail with me, they really understood why the answer was not given and were able to come up with their own examples. And just seeing the comments after that, like, I get it now. Thank you so much.
Oh, like, very
It's really awesome.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Oh, so cool, guys. So if you want to stop doing this IELTS thing by yourself, again, listening to this podcast is really great, but again, you are basically by yourself if you're only listening to this podcast. If you want to be part of the Three Keys IELTS community, come on over to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and you can get into the trial for your first 3 days for $1. You do need to join the full course to get into the Facebook group, of course. But guys, it'll be the smartest decision you've made so far.
Seriously. And I got to meet with a couple other students in our course this week. And one, Mark, from he's from the Philippines, but he lives in Australia now. And it was like a last minute thing. And he finished our course and he got kind of nervous because he had the test like the next day. And I was able to carve out like an hour of my day to meet with him two times, actually half an hour each. And he like I got to talk to him after he did the speaking test, and he felt so confident and so great about his performance on the test. And It's really awesome. And he just thanked me so much for the way that the course is taught, how simple it was for him, because he used to be a trainer himself. And so he understands this idea of how to teach people stuff. And he's like, the way you taught me, that's exactly how I would teach someone else. And like his feedback just made me feel so good.
I love that. So I love that. And you were really flexible in that situation there too, Jessica. That's fantastic. I mean, that was kind of a last minute opportunity for the student, and generally we don't go for the last minute opportunities, but we love that you're so flexible. That's really cool. Thank you for that.
No, it was cool. I mean, you know, maybe talking to me helped raise his speaking and writing scores by a whole band point. Like, it's possible, like, just to have that confidence and that last minute check, you know, to be like, oh no, I all do right. get it, I can do this, you know, my answer is good.
I love it.
So yeah, no, I love it. This is awesome.
I love it. Oh, very cool. Okay, guys. So go on over to IELTS.allearsenglish to get into this course now, because it is HOT hot. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's awesome. Okay.
What are we talking about today?
Today, we're talking about what happens on IELTS for students with disabilities.
Yes.
And this is a really interesting question, because it doesn't come up a lot, obviously, but it's really important. And students have to know that no matter what their disability is, IELTS is ready for them. We do have the materials available for almost any disability that a student can come into the test with. So didn't a listener write in about this?
Yeah, we got a question from a listener, and the question was simple. He just said, what band will I get if I stutter during the speaking test, right? So that was the question. So what does it mean to stutter, first of all? Because it could be that people aren't like in tune with this idea of disabilities, because some cultures don't pay much attention in education to disabilities.
Yeah, some cultures kind of brush it under the rug and really like it's easier just not to talk about it. Yeah, exactly, exactly. And it's hidden, right? Like that idiom, brush it under the rug. It's a really good idiom for to hide something, to ignore it. James and I just learned this word yesterday, to be oblivious to something, it was in a story we're reading, but to not even recognize that something is there. So, but IELTS doesn't do that, right? But just just to be certain, every test center has different materials on hand at the moment. So you do have to tell the test center 3 months in advance. You have to plan ahead just to make sure they get these special materials for you, because there's a lot of options here. I mean, if you're blind, for example, they have the reading papers and the test papers in Braille. It's amazing. And if you're just visually impaired, they have large print versions of the test. But of course, these special versions don't get sent out every week to every test center. That would be too expensive.
Yeah, so 3 months in advance. Wow. Yeah.
That's what the website says. And it sounds like a lot, but I'm thinking maybe, I mean, they're erring on the side of caution, right? Just to be safe. But some test centers might not be as accessible as others. So they do have to make sure that they can get those materials there on time. Regarding the stutter, because this is the disability with the speaking, actually, that's the only one that I've encountered on test day. I haven't encountered these other disabilities. I know they exist, but they're obviously not as common as the stutter. So, what happens is you tell the test center, obviously. You can tell them that morning because there's nothing special that they have to prepare for you. Right. But they do have to tell the examiner, and extra time can be allowed for that speaking test, because a stutter is when you get stuck on certain sounds. I think like plosive sounds, like the I think that's a common thing to stutter on. So if that is a speech impediment that you have, tell the test center. They might need documentation. I'm not sure. Yep. They might need you to show them like something from a doctor to be like, yes, this is real. Yeah.
Right. Sure.
Or else anybody could be like, oh, I'm like nervous. I might stutter.
That would
like,
be such a crazy thing to do. You tried to pretend that you had a stutter. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Okay. That sounds like a devious thing. Don't do that, guys. Don't lie.
Do that.
We endorse honesty and integrity on this show in general. So
can you imagine just to like pretend just to try and like score extra points? So the only part of the score that would impact, of course, would be the pronunciation and perhaps the fluency. So that's why the examiner has to be told beforehand, so they know that that is not supposed to impact your score. And again, like examiners are trained on this, guys. Like they know to if that is a problem, they put that outside the box and they will only grade you on the other stuff. Right. So
don't
worry about that. Like it, whatever. Problem or difficulty you might have, IELTS is prepared.
If you've been thinking about trying 3Keys IELTS, but you're not sure yet if the course is for you, the best place to start is our free 3-video series, where you can get a taste of the insider method that will change your IELTS score and your future forever. Go to allearsenglish.com/INSIDER, enter your email, and you'll get video 1 now. See you there. Okay, that's really good to know. I feel good about this. I'm pretty impressed with IELTS in this sense. So stuttering is not the only disability that exists. So what are some other disabilities that our students or listeners might have, and how would they deal with it? For example, what do you think?
There are special listening tests also. If you're not quite like completely deaf, there's special listening tests. And then the reading papers and the test papers can be made in large print or Braille, like we said. And the way that you answer also can be special. You know, if you have difficulty writing, they can make arrangements for that. So any difficulty you might have, tell the test center and they'll tell you what they can do to help you.
Okay. Good. Oh, that's excellent. It's really interesting. I mean, in our educational system here in the U.S., it's definitely a big part of our educational system to address these disabilities, to diagnose them, and to do something about it to support the student. But around the world, that's not the case. But luckily, guys, if you have a disability, it doesn't have to hold you back necessarily from passing this exam, which is such a great thing. I mean, that's
I'm just looking on the IELTS website now, and if you you need help writing your answers, they can mm-hmm. arrange for a mechanical braille keyboard or an wow. electronic braille keyboard that's linked to a printer, a computer, of course, a braille note taker. So they can arrange for like an assistant to be there to help you write your answers. It's amazing. I'm just amazed at all of these special situations that could come up and what IELTS can do to help you. There's even something on this website about on the IELTS.org website about having specific learning difficulties. So they could extend the application deadline. They could, you know, they could make special arrangements for you to take the exam. Like, what if you have some sort of mental difficulty or psychological difficulty where you can't be in a test center surrounded by other people? Like, that might make you too nervous. Right? exists. Mm-hmm. So they can make a special arrangement for you to take the test by yourself. You know, but again, guys, like this sounds like an attractive option to some people. Maybe they're like, oh, like I could have a special arrangement for the test. But again, guys, obviously you do have to provide documentation that this is necessary for you. They're not just going to give you extra time because you're like, I have difficulty learning. Can I have two hours instead of 1 hour?
You can't show up on test day and say, oh, by the way, I need more time. No, that's not going to work out. No. I think it goes back to planning ahead. What I see in this is, you know, that note about 3 months is very telling, right? This goes back to our plan. Like, we should know when we're going to be taking the exam at least 3 months in advance. And we have our study plan set out and we know that we need to call a test center in advance and let them know. That's how we go about IELTS. In a very calculated way. Yeah.
And we've had students in Brazil say that they are not able to book a test, you know, because the test centers are filled up 3 months from now. And even in the States, this is happening as well. Like, we just had someone from Kentucky fly into Portland last week to take the test.
Serious?
Yeah, seriously. I was like,
oh,
what?
Gosh.
And then they were like late to the speaking test as well. And I was like, dude, you flew across the country to take this test and you're like not showing up. What is your deal?
Maybe they were like on Kentucky time or something. You know, it's kind of laid back.
I don't know.
Country Western time.
Yeah, that's sort of Southern time. I don't know.
Southern time.
Anyway, there's a surprise every week. There's always a surprise. Students are amazing. There's a wide variety of people out there, but that's what we're talking about today, right? So
exactly.
It doesn't matter what sort of issues you might have, just talk to the test center about it. IELTS administrators are really nice. I've worked for a bunch of different test centers and all of the administrators I've worked with are just so nice, you guys. And I'm amazed that they're so nice because they're dealing with difficult stuff all day, every day. But, you know, that's their job and they're ready to help you guys. So just call and ask. You never know until you ask, right?
I like that, guys. So if you do have a disability, any kind of physical, mental disability, you know, check it out. Call the test center, see what can be done. Don't just assume that it's kind of a lost cause because it's not, guys. Again, it's your dreams on the other side. It's important.
Exactly.
Dig in your heels and find a solution for test day.
Exactly. I mean, if you were, you know, born with something that's slightly different than other people, first of all, fantastic. It makes you unique. And secondly, like you've had to overcome challenges your whole life. Like you can do this too. And you deserve to have whatever amazing job or life in another country. Like that can happen. And like Lindsay and I are talking about, so maybe other countries or cultures might be easier for you to live in because they're going to recognize that you deserve to do whatever everybody else is doing. So maybe it'll be easier for you to live in Canada. I don't know, but you can do it, right? So call the test center and make the arrangements.
Yeah, do it. And you guys, if you do have a disability, as Jessica said, you probably have the skills to move through challenges, as you mentioned, Jessica, more so than other students who have no disabilities. So if anything, you may have an easier time in the IELTS. You know how to prepare for something. You know how to overcome a challenge. So just take care of the simple logistics and then get on with your study plan.
Yeah. I mean, I think looking at this as a strength is really important. I mean, Lindsay and I have both known people who are like our age. I'm thinking about age because tomorrow's my birthday, but like we've known people who are, you know, like in their 30s and maybe their life has been kind of easy, which, you know, good for them, but usually they don't tend to have as strong of a work ethic or a problem solving drive you know what I mean? Because they haven't had to. They haven't been forced to overcome stuff. So if you have faced difficulties in your life, then use that strength and use that drive to get the score you need on IELTS. I think that's a total strength. I think that's awesome.
I love it. I'm feeling so inspired now.
Yeah, me too.
Woo! I hope our listeners are inspired. All right. Let's wrap it up for now because I could go on for hours about this topic, Jessica. I don't know about you. We could be here all day.
Seriously. I'm like, I'm so inspired right now. I want to go like volunteer or something. I want to go do something.
Go run a marathon and then volunteer.
Yeah, exactly. And then like go work in a soup kitchen overnight. I don't know. Yeah.
So cool. All right. We'll wrap it up for today, but we'll be back here tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow, right. Jessica. Awesome. Have a good one. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.